Hello and welcome back to another edition of the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. Mike Pearsall here with you in the chair, bringing you into your Thursday morning. Well, Panthers Premiership player Brad Fittler has been left stunned by the club's decision to let James Fisher-Harris out of his contract early, describing it as a big decision to wave goodbye to arguably the best front rower in the game. Fisher-Harris, who is the current Kiwis captain, will play out this season with Penrith before departing to take up a long-term deal with the Warriors after the Panthers agreed to release him on compassionate grounds. Tigers star Stefano Utokomanu is being floated as a potential replacement should the Premiers want to head to the open market. Meanwhile, Craig Bellamy is lowering the expectations on his big forward, Nelson Asafa-Solomona. The Storm giant will play his first NRL game of the season tonight against the Roosters. Bellamy says his enforcer still has improving to do after missing a large chunk of pre-season through injury.
He's going to be a little bit underdone match fitness-wise, you know. He hasn't played in the NRL this year at all, so he'll play any of the trials and that'll be how we manage him and with, you know, the minutes he plays and when we play him.
The Roosters have confirmed half Sam Walker won't be playing against the Storm tonight. Coach Trent Robinson says the playmaker has failed the concussion protocols.
I'd expect for him to get there next week based on what I saw this week. Yeah, I'd like him to be available, you know, 7 days. If it was maybe the weekend, he may have got close as well.
To AFL now, the Western Bulldogs have made 3 changes ahead of tonight's clash with St Kilda. Alex Riddell reports.
All-Australian Caleb Daniel has again been overlooked by Western Bulldogs coach Luke Beveridge for tonight's clash with St Kilda at Marvel Stadium. Bulldogs star Jamari Ugle-Hagan will miss the match due to personal reasons, while Rory Lobb comes into the side after time in the VFL. James Harms and Riley Garcia return to the senior team. Oscar Baker has been omitted, while Tom Liberatore is out with concussion. While at St Kilda, Max King is out due to a knee injury. Zach Jones returns to the lineup. Dougal Howard has been named as an emergency after playing in the VFL last weekend after recovering from a hamstring injury. In Melbourne, Alex Riddell, Nine News.
Port Adelaide forward Jeremy Finlayson has clarified comments he made about his 3-match suspension for a homophobic slur. Talking in his wife's podcast, the 28-year-old says he was tipped over the edge on the back of his 3-match ban, but Finlayson has since said his comments were in reference to his own behaviour, not the AFL's ban.
I'm upset about myself, my actions that I took on the night that I said the word, and yeah, I accept the AFL sanctions. It's got nothing to do with the AFL. I accept them. And like I said, on the night I showed remorse and I still stand with this and I'm very sorry what I said. And I just want to move on now and get on with football.
Our best swimmers have gone head-to-head on day one of the Australian Open Championships on the Gold Coast. Elijah Winnington has just pipped Sam Short to win the men's 400-metre freestyle. Kayleigh McEwen has broken Stephanie Rice's Australian record to take out the 200-metre individual medley. The Champions League quarterfinals wrap up this morning and there's a couple of big games underway as at the time of recording. Bayern Munich and Arsenal are level nil-all in the second half in Germany. That's a 2-2 score on aggregate from the first leg. Over to Manchester, and the defending champion Man City is down 1-0 to Real Madrid midway through the second half of the second leg. That's with Madrid with a 4-3 aggregate, so City needing to score to get themselves back into the tie. You can catch all that on Stan Sport or catch the highlights after the match's play once it's all wrapped up. That's over at Stan Sport. In tennis now, Australian Alex de Minaur has cut short Rafael Nadal's return from injury at the Barcelona Open, thrashing the Spaniard in the second round. After a close first set, which de Minaur won 7-5, he thrashed the former world number one 6-1 in the second. In rugby, Brumbies captain Ryan Lonergan has been named to return for Saturday's top four Super Rugby clash against the Blues at Eden Park. Meanwhile, Kirtley Beale has been named to start at fullback for the Western Force in his debut for his new club. And Molly Picklum has already locked in her Olympic spot, but has also moved into the quarterfinals of the Margaret River Surf Pro in WA. Fellow Aussie India Robinson is also into the quarters, but Isabella Nichols has fallen below the mid-season cut line. That is the very latest from Wide World of Sports on this Thursday morning. Mike Pearsall here with you. I'll be back tomorrow for Happy Friday. See you then.